uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka uka.
I can't stop this feeling.
When I was in the third or fourth grade, I owned only a handful of CDs that I could put in my CD player alarm clock. These included the complete SpongeBob soundtrack, the latest Kidz Bop album, and some hits compilation. The last one found its way into my alarm clock, and for an entire school year, my third grade self woke up to Blue Swede chanting, "Ooga Chaka, Ooga Ooga." I hate this song.
I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
At first, the introductory chant was refreshing and new. I had grown up on a diet of Christian rock and country, so this kind of creativity was so out of the ordinary, I was quickly taken with it. That I had been allowed to branch out from plain, dusty, four-chord suburban Christian rock and keep a hits album in my room was a big deal. But I quickly abused this freedom by overplaying Hooked on a Feeling to the point where, to this day, I cannot hear it without a visceral reaction. If you're not familiar, alarm clocks that could play CDs were a very popular device by the time I was in third grade. Perhaps they were not all like this, but mine would only play the first track of an album. So every day, I wrote out the chant that quickly turned from lovely to grating to get to the shimmering chorus to start my day. This is the first reason I hate it. The chants felt endless. No matter how many times I listened to the song, they chant for one too many bars. The second reason I hate this song is because a lot of it is so good. The bouncy chorus is a great way to start any day. The chanting makes me hate the song, but the chorus makes me want to love it, which makes the hatred even sharper. Why did they choose to ruin such a good song with this strange chanting nonsense? Rather than being able to turn the song on and enjoy a pleasant introduction to the sunshiny chorus, we are forced to sit through mind-numbing, guttural chants. What's worse is they chose to pepper these chants throughout the song. Already conditioned to disdain them from the beginning, my disgust grows more acute with each reoccurrence. This, I think, is the main reason I hate this song so deeply. And I think it relates to why I hate so many things that I do. Hooked on a Feeling is an overall great song. The verses tell a story, even if it is cliche. The chorus is never tiresome. The instrumentation is bright, uplifting, and not overpowering. And for all these reasons, I really want to love the song. But the chants, ruined by overplaying them as a child and growing more weary with each replay, make all of this worthless to me, because I just cannot get past them. To make my point a little more clear, consider another kind of song I can't stand: acoustic covers of rap songs, especially when done by white millennials.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking on cooking the hot box. On your cheeks, yeah, that, 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 cooking up dope in the crock pot.
The songs themselves are usually excellent. An intriguing collision of two worlds.
Percocet and Molly Percocet. Represent and got a rep to set.
But it is exactly this collision that makes me hate them. The experience of the people who I know that perform such covers is so different from that of the original artists, it makes listening to the song unbearable. In the same way that Ooga Chaka drew me in to Hooked on a Feeling and subsequently ruined it, white millennial musicians drew me into acoustic rap covers, then ruined their own creation, at least for me.
So, Hooked on a Feeling, the boppy hit that is tied to my elementary years, has to be my most hated song. The opening lines recall being ripped from sleep countless times, and my hatred of this small part of the song ruins the entire track. No matter how much I want to love the rest of the song, one small part ruins the entire thing. Perhaps I'm just too impatient to wait out the part I don't like, or maybe I just ask too much of my music. Either way, I find Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Swede to be thoroughly putrid.
That's your-